We can trust God with our fear. What are you most afraid of in this world? People are fearful of all kinds of things, and we have names for a lot of fears. Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders. Claustrophobia is the fear of tight spaces. And there are some weird ones out there as well. Paganophobia is the fear of beards. Xanthophobia is the fear of the color yellow. Turophobia is the fear of cheese. Nomophobia is the fear of being without mobile phone coverage. Palatophobia is the fear of bald people. I personally don't like that one. But perhaps the most ironic of them all is phobophobia, which is the fear of phobias. You know, being afraid makes us uncomfortable. But we've got to be willing to get uncomfortable. We have to try some new things and get out of our comfort zone. But that will require trust. You know, there's an illusion that if I'm comfortable, I'll be happy. But the truth is that happiness comes from fulfilling the purposes that God has for us. You know, when He gets involved, things get disrupted. He's the unchanging changer of all things. And God is much more concerned with our character development than He is with our comfort. Trusting is uncomfortable because of fear and uncertainty and even doubt. And that's why we need to build trust this coming year. With God's strength, we can outpace our fear with trust. And we can trust God with our fear. Psalm 56:3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Now notice that David did not say if, but when I am afraid. David acknowledges here that he dealt with fear. Because he trusted in God, who is on his side, David knew he did not need to fear the opposition that he met. He met the opposition of Goliath. He met the opposition of Saul. He met the opposition of his own sons. He met the opposition of even God when he failed with Bathsheba. But because his confidence was in God, whose word he praised, he realized that he need not fear. C.H. Spurgeon said, "There's nothing like faith to help in a pinch. Faith dissolves doubt as the sun drives away the mists." David the psalmist laid his problems before the Lord and prayed. Remember, fear can serve as a trigger to deepen our trust in God. What David is telling us is that fear is an opportunity to trust our God more fully. So let me ask you this question. Is your trust level low? Well, let me encourage you to put your trust in God. Imagine yourself a year from now. I want you to say 12 months from now that you didn't back down when you got spooked. That you didn't let fear force you to miss out on what God has for you. So, what thing might you be afraid of this year? What might happen that would cause you to feel fear? And how will you respond? David said, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you." Remember, we can trust God with our fear.